Thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the In Touch program on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. And we're joined today via the telephone by David Mizajewski, naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation. And, David, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and I know you've got something big to talk about that's coming up, but welcome to the program, and what are we going to talk about today?
Well, first, thanks for having me, and today we're going to be talking about the Great American Backyard Campout. This is an annual event that the National Wildlife Federation, my organization, hosts, and this year it's happening on Saturday, June 25th, all over the country, and what it's all about is trying to get Americans a little bit reconnected with nature. We know that people spend so much time indoors, you know, we're so overscheduled, both adults and children alike. And you know, the stats that are out there are pretty scary when it comes to the amount of time that kids in particular are spending indoors in front of electronic screens versus the amount of time that they're spending outside. The average school kid is spending almost 8 hours a day inside watching TV, on the computer, text messaging, playing video games, and only like 3 minutes outside. And so that's a scary thing to us at the National Wildlife Federation. We've got a whole bunch of programs designed to help get kids reconnected with nature. And the Great American Backyard Campout is one of them. And really, it's as simple as just trying to get people to turn off the TV, silence the cell phone, and have a fun camping experience. And it could be literally right in your own backyard.
Well, David, you shared those stats with us, and I'm just kind of curious because sometimes I sound like that guy that walked uphill to school both ways, but how have those numbers diminished over the years? Because it seemed like when I was a kid, we were outside all the time.
Yeah, you know, and the same for me, too. And it's not like, you know, we have to be old geezers to be able, you know, to say that. 20 years ago, in the 80s, when I grew up, you know, I spent all day outside, and it has been in the last 20 or so years that we've seen a steady increase in the amount of time that kids are spending indoors. And there's a whole host of reasons for that. There's, you know, just a lot more electronic media available to us, you know, kids in particular, that is drawing them inside. There's an increase, I think, in the anxiety of parents to let their kids out and play, which probably is related to increased media coverage of things like, you know, the abduction stories and all that. But the reality is that your child is like 10 times more likely to, you know, encounter a sexual predator, for example, online than they ever are outside playing in their neighborhood. And so while no one is suggesting we, you know, sort of put our kids in an unsafe scenario, you know, there's probably a little bit of an overblown fear about that when it comes to the, you know, the idea of letting your kids out, especially when you factor in all the negative consequences of keeping your kids cooped up indoors. Childhood obesity rates are skyrocketing. The research shows that kids that go outside are less likely to have allergies. They have better immune systems. They do better on standardized testing. They have better decision-making skills. They're less likely to be nearsighted. They're less likely to be vitamin D deficient. So when you look at all of that in the face of, you know, the anxiety about letting your kid out to play, you know, it puts it in perspective. And so, but with the Great American Backyard Campout, really is a family activity. And what we encourage all families to do is to go to our website. It's nwf.org/campout, and you can register to participate. And when you do that, that helps that, you know, you sort of join a growing group of people all around the country that are basically saying, you know, I understand that getting outside into nature is important, and having family time together is important, and I'm joining this group of people that are going to be participating. And you literally can do this right in your own backyard. That's what we call it, the Great American Backyard Campout. You don't have to go off into the wilderness somewhere to have a, you know, a great, fun nature experience. And, you know, the great thing is that we've got two national sponsors that are really going to help folks. The first is REI, and even for first-time campers, if you've never gone camping, you don't have any equipment, you don't know where to start, REI has a great program where you can rent a tent and rent basic camp equipment so that you don't have to feel you have to make a big financial commitment. And if you want to go out more into a more traditional campsite setting, Campgrounds of America is our other national sponsor, and you know, you can hook up with them and find a nearby campsite. They've got campsites all around the country. But when you go to our website, again, nwf.org/campout, that's where you can find out how to participate.
And, David, I'm going to guess, I'm just going to kind with guests here that once these young people get out there and enjoy the outdoors and start to learn, it'll kind of get in their blood a little bit, and they'll want to participate more. It's just getting that first step that can be very important in a lot of lives.
You're absolutely right. You really hit the nail on the head. We know that kids that are exposed to nature and outdoor play, they grow up into adults that care about nature and care about wildlife. And ultimately, that's, you know, what the National Wildlife Federation wants to see happen. That's why we host these programs, because, you know, again, the reality is that if kids don't ever have exposure to the natural world now, when they grow up, you know, 10, 20 years from now, and they're adults and they're making decisions, they're not going to have any, you know, love of nature, and that's a scary thought. And, you know, the other interesting piece about that is that if you ask people that, you know, either work in conservation, like myself, or are self-identified as people that love nature and want to protect our planet and the wildlife on it, almost, you know, to a person, they'll tell you that they had an outdoor experience as a child with an adult mentor. And that could have been a teacher. It could be their local naturalist at you know, your town's nature center. It could be a parent. But we know that adults are the ones that introduce kids into nature, and it's our responsibility, you know, whether you have kids or not, to, you know, do your part to get the next generation connected, so that, again, they can grow up not only much healthier themselves, but also, you know, more connected to the natural world and having some kind of, you know, love of nature that will manifest itself in the future.
Well, David, before we go, as our time is winding down, just a couple of things. Any final thoughts that you might have? And, again, talk about that website. And I know many of our listeners, they've probably seen you on television at some point in time. What's the latest in your career there as far as the visits that you make on a regular basis?
Well, yeah, I'm still I do lots of radio interviews talking about wildlife and conservation and National Wildlife Federation programs. I also am continuing to do a lot of TV. And so, in fact, I'm going to be on the Today Show on the 23rd. I'm going to be doing two appearances, one in the early, in the 8 a.m. hour, and it's going to be all about, guess what, the Great American Backyard Campout. We're going to have a little campsite set up right in Rockefeller Plaza, and we're going to be giving tips on how to have a fun campout. And then later in the 10 o'clock hour, I'm going to actually bring on a bunch of live wildlife that you might see or encounter on your campout. So folks should definitely check that out on June 23rd. But as far as the Great American Backyard Campout go, the big thing that I really encourage everyone to do is go to the website, find out more, find out how you can register. The website is nwf.org/campout. Once you register, you get access to tons of really great camp ideas. We've got games, we've got activities, we've got campfire recipes, everything you need to know about camping, the basics, and, you know, fun stuff to keep the family engaged for just a fun, you know, different night, you know, outside together, experiencing nature as a family.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to visiting with you in the future, and you're, again, invited back at any point in time. Good luck as you promote this event, and hopefully our listeners will get involved, and around our listening area we'll have some backyard campouts going on.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me.
And that's today's In Touch on WCCI. Our guest today has been David Mizajewski, naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation. And again, that Great American Backyard Campout is coming up on June 25th. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 right here on New Hits Country.